Amitpa. Welcome to Bodhisattva Peak at Wutai Shan Buddhist Garden. A statue of Manjushri Bodhisattva is enshrined here, with a miraculous story behind it. When the construction at Wutai Shan started, shipping containers from different countries and regions began arriving, one after another. In 2012, to ensure the safety of everyone at the construction site, Master Dei arranged for a layman to stay on the mountain. He was instructed to open and close the front gate at sunrise and sunset, to patrol the mountain, and to offer incense and pay homage to the statue of Manjushri Bodhisattva every day. Under the guidance of Master Dei, the layman took the three refuges and five precepts, and was given the Dharma name Renshing, in the hopes that he would one day realize emptiness. Interestingly enough, this practitioner happened to have the surname Wu. So, the people at Cham Shan Temple never dared to call him Wu Renshing, because that would sound the same as calling him inhumane in Chinese. Instead, they affectionately referred to him as Brother Renshing. One winter day in 2012, close to the Buddha's birthday, the weather was unfavorable, with low visibility in the evening. As usual, Brother Renshing went on his evening car patrol. Once he got to the main hall, he followed the left side of the construction site and, after reaching the top of the mountain, arrived at Bodhisattva Peak. As he reached the summit, the fog became thicker and thicker. Even with his high beams on, he still couldn't see the road clearly. To get to the bronze statue of Manjushri Bodhisattva, Brother Renshing had to rely solely on his memory. What's more, during his descent, he needed to make a 90-degree right turn. At that very moment, the brakes on the car suddenly failed. Brother Renshing was terrified. Of course, going downhill without brakes is very frightening. Then, he heard a bang. It seemed like the car had been blocked by something and came to a stop. When he got out of the car to check, he was greatly astonished. Right in front of him, just a few meters away, was a nearly vertical 20 to 30 meter cliff. If his car hadn't stopped, he definitely would have plunged off the cliff, with unimaginable consequences. The next morning, following standard protocol, Brother Renshing reached the same spot during his patrol. He was amazed to find a large tree, lying horizontally on the ground. It had a diameter of about 10 feet and was 40 to 50 feet long. Near the ground, the lower part of the trunk had broken off, and the cross-section looked as though it had been severed by a strong gust of wind. There were clear skid marks on the surface of the road. The tree had certainly saved his life. However, Brother Renshing remembered that the day before, there weren't any fallen trees on the road. He asked the workers if any of them had cut down a tree to block the road, but no one did. So, how did this life-saving tree end up here? Suddenly, Brother Renshing understood. He realized that it was a manifestation of Manjushri Bodhisattva's miraculous power, and that the tree came to his rescue and saved his life. From that moment on, Brother Renshing wholeheartedly relied on the Triple Gem, and diligently practiced Buddhism to repay the Bodhisattva's grace.